The clock is winding down on prospective candidates in the 2022 civic election, set for October 15, to make their candidacy official with municipalities. Tri-Cities residents looking to run for mayor, council or the school district 43, SD 43, Board of Education have until 4 p.m. today, September 9, to complete a nomination package and deliver it in person to City Hall. The nomination period has been open since 9 a.m. on August 30. After the deadline, voters will find out which neighbors are trying to earn the chance to represent them in Coquitlam, Port Moody, Anmore and Belcarra. Several dozen candidates have already finished the paperwork since the window opened for civic office hopefuls, some experienced, including notable incumbents, and others enduring their first ever municipal election. For voters, this means the campaigning is set to begin, and that includes signs on front yards, all candidates' meetings and choosing the date to cast a ballot. If you're eligible, you have three options to ways to vote. Mail ballot. Eligible voters must fill out an online application form or apply in person at their respective city halls to receive a mail ballot, and completed mail ballots must be received by the chief election officer before October 15. Advance polls. Various locations depend NG on community. General voting day. Polls will be open on October 15 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at various location. You'll be able to vote for one mayor, and as many councillors and school trustees as allowed per municipality. If you wish to seek a nomination for a civic position, you must be a Canadian citizen, be 18 years of age or older on election day, October 15. Be a BC resident for at least 6 months immediately before the day you file your nomination papers. Must not be disqualified by the Local Government Act from voting in a BC election or from being nominated for, being elected to, or holding office. You can click on the following links to find more information. Anmore, Belcarra, Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam, Port Moody.